This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Rising sea levels and increased tidal flooding have already cost New Hampshire homeowners $15 million in lost real estate value. That's according to a new report from Columbia University and the national nonprofit First Street Foundation. John Rice is a broker for Tate & Foss Sotheby's International Realty based in Rye, and he's also the chief statistician on the Seacoast Board of Realtors. John, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Sure.
So this new report finds Hampton Beach has seen the greatest losses in real estate value in the state due to sea level rise and flooding. For example, it says one home on Page Lane in Hampton Beach should be worth about $300,000 more than it is. Does that surprise you?
No, but I would say this, too. I put a caveat on that. And that is that this First Street report is based on tax assessment for the baseline of value. And in real estate, when we're doing a market analysis, a tax assessment is something that's nice to know, but starting from the tax assessment is not necessarily a valid baseline of value. The fact of the matter is that these properties in Hampton do get inundated, and because of the inundation, it's driving up the cost of flood insurance, and so the potential market for that property is tamped down because you're going to have to add on the cost of flood insurance to the cost of your mortgage, and that also tamps down improvement of the properties, which would have increased value.
Mm-hmm. And in your recent sales, how have you seen sea level rise factor into buyers' decisions to purchase a property near the coast?
I've seen it all over the place. I was thinking of one property on Ocean Boulevard in Rye, and I've been in real estate 44 years. I used to be a licensed appraiser. So I felt the value of this house was around 800, maybe high sevens. But with flood insurance laws that changed, a potential buyer would have to come in and lift it up 3 feet to allow water to go underneath it and to move up all of the utilities to the first floor. So when this was done, of course, this changed the complexion of the value of the property, and it ended up selling for high fives when it could have sold and should have sold in the high sevens.
And are you seeing buyers walk away from potential houses because they learn something about how flooding could affect the house in the future?
I'm not sure that I've seen buyers walk away so much as exert extreme caution, and perhaps in some instances when they're making an offer that they're a little cautious to go over a certain level because the property is in a flood zone. I'd like to say that your rank-and-file millionaire is conservative about properties in flood zones. On the other hand, there are some people for whom this doesn't matter, and they're going to pay what they're going to pay.
Is there a correlation between personal wealth and how much someone cares about whether or not a property is in a flood zone?
I'd like to say there is. There are some historic fish shacks in Northampton in Little Boar's Head. FEMA says that with the wave action, I think the area is designated at VE18 or VE22, which means that in order to be safe, you need to take those structures and pick them up 18 or 22 feet, and then FEMA will insure them. But people buy those properties anyway and pay big bucks for them, and every other year they get blown across the street by the ocean, but it doesn't matter. People self-insure.
And what do you tell clients about potential flooding in areas where they're looking to buy? Do you have any obligation to warn them about the potential risks of buying in a flood-prone area?
Absolutely. It's critical. I can't predict what the water is going to do or when the big one's coming, but I can say, look, if you are in a flood zone, you need to check out what the cost of insurance is. I think that's the standard obligation of a real estate broker.
And how are your colleagues in the area thinking about the future and how a changing climate might affect the real estate market on the coast?
I think right now everyone is sensitive to it. I work in the Rye Portsmouth area. And, of course, last March we had that big inundation where the south end of Portsmouth was severely flooded. And so everyone is sensitive to that, and everyone is very sensitive to the fact of when you list a property on the ocean or near the water, you need to know, is it in a flood zone? If so, what is the designation of that flood zone? So you can pass that information on to your buyer.
And finally, John, would you encourage your son or your daughter to buy a house on the New Hampshire seacoast?
Now, that's a loaded question. If I'm in real estate, that's how I make my living. I would caution anyone who's buying on the water to just understand what your obligations are under FEMA. Waterfront is waterfront. It's still a wonderful place to live, but you just need to be aware of what the possibilities are when you do own on the ocean.
John Rice is a broker for Tate and Foss Sotheby's International Realty, and he's also the chief statistician on the Seacoast Board of Realtors. John, thank you very much for sharing your insight. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Pleasure to talk to you.